practice, get up early in the morning, chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra, don't eat onion, garlic, tea, coffee, don't watch movies, useless. And you read this kind of books, Prabhupada's books, ISKCON books, or books on Krishna and Gita and Bhagavatam and like that. And you serve Krishna with your body, mind, whatever you have, you serve Krishna. That's life. So that you don't have time for Maya. When your everything is for Krishna, then your mind cannot go this way, that way. Sometimes people, they want that also, this also. I want worldly. So that is, at least start doing it. Slowly as this bhakti becomes strong, then you know the futility, uselessness of worldly activities. Like that. So now, you take some books, take Japmala, and be in contact with them, and then whenever your holidays come, and then get involved. You don't come and join because in my house there is a problem. Here also there are problems. So not for problems you come and join here. I am Atma and I should serve Krishna. I should glorify Krishna. That way my mind doesn't waver, go here and there. And then get entangled. Say you fall in love, momentarily it may look nice, but it's not all like that. After that, so many other problems. Momentarily. After that, where will you? What about the other differences? Then what about the children? What about the relatives? All things will be. But when you are blinded by so-called love or lust, we don't see that. After that, whatever in this world, you have to start facing them. So people who carefully read these books and then chant, they can protect themselves. So before, you already have mala, japmala. So you don't know anything, why you come and join here? First, you be in your job where you are. And then read some books carefully, chant and correct your habits. Like, can you get up at 4 o'clock daily? Can you get up at 4 o'clock daily? So like that. So then can you give up tea, coffee, onion, garlic? You don't eat meat. No egg. Eggs and like that. If you want to become servant of God, you have to give up sinful activities. You have to give up harmful activities. Eating egg and fish and meat is not necessary. So you are already old. You are 24, 26. How old are you? 26. See, 26 years you don't know what to do, what not to do. So now you have started, now you are again a student in spiritual life. You were a student in engineering and all that. Now this is a new thing, I am Atma, I am not the body, Krishna is God, how to make a relationship with Him, what to do, what to follow, like that. So now you have become a student again. So go on for some time. And then when you become strong, not a student anymore, you are also a soldier for Krishna, then you come and join. No? Decisions are not taken hastily. Everything you look into, pros and cons. Krishna, before you go, you give her science of self-realization, Hare Krishna, Sawal, and Bhagavad Gita, and life comes from life. These four books you keep. And daily you make sure that you read at least 1 hour a day. And then it will make you strong and clear. No? And you will be having class till 9 o'clock. You'll be here? We'll be reading that sloka. Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
It's written there, the sloka. Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Acheva sukrutam vibhu.
Acheva sukrutam vibhu.
Acheva sukrutam vibhu.
Acheva sukrutam vibhu.
Agyananavritam jnanam. Ajnane navritam jnanam. Tena muyanti jantava.
Tena
muyanti
jantava.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Nacheva sukrutam vibhu.
Nacheva sukrutam vibhu.
Ajnane navritam jnanam.
Ajnane navritam jnanam.
Tena muyanti jantava.
Tena muyanti jantava.
Anuvadam, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The Supreme Lord does not The Supreme Lord is not responsible for anyone's sinful or pious activities. Embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. Repeat. The Supreme Lord,
is not responsible
for anyone's
sinful or pious activities. Embodied beings,
however,
are bewildered
because of the ignorance which covers the real knowledge. Purport. The Sanskrit word Vibhu means Supreme Lord, who is full of unlimited knowledge, riches, strength, fame, beauty, and renunciation. He is always satisfied in himself, undisturbed by sinful or pious activities. It does not create a particular situation for anybody. But the living entity, bewildered by ignorance, desires to be put into certain conditions of life. Therefore, a chain of action-reaction begins. A living entity is, by superior nature, full of knowledge. Nevertheless, he is prone to be influenced by ignorance due to his limited power. The Lord is omnipotent, the living entity is not. The Lord is Vibhu, omniscient, but the living entity is atomic. Because he is a living soul, he has the capacity to desire by his free will. Such desire is fulfilled only by the omnipotent Lord. And so, when the living entity is bewildered in his desires, the Lord allows him to fulfill those desires. But the Lord is never responsible for the actions and reactions of the particular situation which may be desired. Being in bewildered condition, therefore, the embodied soul identifies himself with the circumstantial material body and become subjected to temporary misery and happiness of the life. The Lord is the constant companion of the living entity as Paramatma, or the Super Soul. Therefore, he can understand the desires of the individual soul, as one can smell the flavor of a flower by being near it. Desire is a subtle form of conditioning for the living entity. The Lord fulfills his desire as he deserves. Man proposes and God disposes. The individual is not omnipotent in fulfilling his desires. The Lord, however, can fulfill all desires, and the Lord, being neutral to everyone, does not interfere with the desires of the minute, independent living entity. However, when one desires Krishna, the Lord takes special care and encourages one to desire in such a way that one can attain him and be eternally happy. The Vedic hymn therefore declares, the Lord engages the living entity in pious activities so that he may be elevated. The Lord engages him in impious activities so that he may go to hell. The living entity is completely dependent in his distress and happiness. By the will of the Supreme, he can go to heaven or hell, as a cloud is driven by the air. Therefore, the embodied soul, by his immemorial desire to avoid Krishna, causes his own bewilderment. Consequently, although he is constitutionally eternal, blissful and cognizant, due to the littleness of his existence, he forgets his constitutional position of service to the Lord and is thus entrapped by nescience. And under the spell of ignorance, the living entity claims that the Lord is responsible for his conditional existence. The Lord neither hates nor likes anyone, though he appears to. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurundilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this long purport to this text, it is explained that God is not responsible for our coming here. Krishna is not responsible for the happy and unhappy situations that happen in our life. Krishna is neutral. He doesn't actively interfere with anyone's life unless you want him to interfere. Like devotees, people who understand Krishna consciousness and also understand their mind and their life here. So devotees understand this. My body is troubling me. My mind is taking me in a wrong way. The mind is taking me in a wrong way, and my mind is demanding unreasonably. Because without understanding, in my previous life, I did some things, I desired some things in my previous life. As a result, because of my desires and my deeds, I am given this body. Let's say all of our bodies are not, all our minds don't work in the same way, all our bodies don't work in the same way. We have some advantages, some disadvantages. But one thing is common to all of us, we are averse to Krishna consciousness. To begin with, we are averse to Krishna consciousness, so we are here. If you like God, and if you like to serve God, in any case we have to serve. Because we are not the supreme. This we have to clearly understand. I am not the supreme. One fellow came to my room in the evening with his daughter, who is a teacher and is married. The husband is working in Chittur, and she is working as a teacher somewhere here. So they wanted to know about this organization. There was some interest in God. So somebody brought him to my room. These people have some interest. Kindly you give them some time. Then the daughter was saying, my father is a very nice devotee. Then I said, whose devotee are you? He said, I believe in everything. So that doesn't mean anything. If you say, I believe in everything, that means you are not following Bhagavad Gita. Then he said, as I allowed him to speak, he said, Atma is God. He's getting into something else. That means I am God. If Atma is God, it means you are God. He said, if you are God, then why are you in ignorance? If you are God, why you have a body where you become hungry, you become thirsty, and you cannot become free from the pressures of the nature's calls, you cannot, you know. So it's a, what do you call it? It's a foolish thing to say that Atma is God. So, because the daughter doesn't know what is what, and the father is doing something, so she is thinking my father is a great devotee. So, he doesn't know who God is, what is his position in relationship to God, that is their norm. So anyway, they don't know A, B, C, D about spiritual life. So similarly, everyone who is here in this world, everyone who has taken a birth, we are all conditioned to our body and mind. We are all in bondage. So we should understand this as a science. The spiritual life, we call it spiritual science. We call it science of God. So there is nothing like, I am a Hindu. There is no room for all that. This spiritual life applies to everybody, and Krishna consciousness is for everybody. People may think Krishna is some Hindu God. And people may have some many, many opinions about Krishna. Why did Krishna do that? Why did Krishna do this? And did Krishna take birth? Because we know that he has Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, or Devaki and Vasudeva. So people really don't know anything. No? Very vague. So Prabhupada started this ISKCON mission to teach people the science of the soul, to teach people the science of God. Then you know that it is a discipline, and it is theory and practice. You should understand things clearly and you practice. And if you understand things properly and practice, immediately there will be some result. What is the result? We are all tormented by. Why do people commit criminal activities? Why do people misbehave? Not that they are in ignorance, because they cannot control their emotions. Their body is controlling them. So when you practice Krishna consciousness, you know how to purify your body. You know how to utilize this body. That way you can make your life successful. If you utilize your body whimsically, accordingly you will get another body for the good and bad you do. That is what is told here, is that you cannot, because sometimes people say, Swami, if I have to practice bhakti, Krishna will give me a mind like that. My mind is now strong about doing something. That means that is what Krishna wants me to do. I said, don't speculate. If Krishna wants you to be software engineer, or Krishna wants you to be an MBA, that will be told in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking you to do something. So whatever you are doing contrary to what is told in Bhagavad Gita, then it is your own risk. You don't find one word in Bhagavad Gita about engineer, doctor, MBA and things like that. There is no sloka which says, I want some people to become engineers, I want some people to become MBA graduates. No. Krishna is talking about spiritual life. My dear children, you are all my part and parcels, the spirit soul, and leaving me, becoming independent, you have become a vagabond, or you have become an orphan, and you are loitering in this world only to suffer. People in ignorance, they are thinking that they can enjoy something in this world. But we say that suffering is guaranteed. Your so-called enjoyment, it will evaporate. No? Everybody can see. Suppose you get a job, for a moment you are elated, and then, I have to be separated from my home, I have to go all the way to Bangalore. No, I have to be working under somebody as a subordinate, and many times you may like him or don't like him, or you may have to do night shift, or so many things. No? So then sir, everybody came and congratulated, wow, you got a job. But that doesn't end there. And after that, other series of headaches will begin, no? In life. So, Krishna is telling us, he has created simply four jobs. In this world now there are too many jobs, so many designations. But Krishna has only talked about four jobs. One is like this, what we are doing. The person who is fortunate to understand oneself and God, you will try to become servant of Krishna, and his duty to the society is to educate others. Then people have the question, wherever you go, whenever people see us, you are saying that everybody should become a devotee of Krishna. Then what about our food? What about our accommodation? What about our needs in life? People ask. So we tell them, you are working somewhere and you are getting 30,000, 40,000 salary, either in government and private service, because those people can afford to give you only that much. And when you serve Krishna, God, do you think He will not maintain you? Whenever you are working in some place, they are giving you some salary. So when you are working for Krishna, God, who is omnipotent, do you think He cannot take care of you? No question. And we also say, Krishna is taking care of sinful people. Krishna is taking care of demons, atheists. Whether you care for God or not, Krishna is still taking care of you. Then when you become a very submissive, sweet devotee of the God, why do you think Krishna will neglect you? That's why people think ISKCON is a very rich organization, people think. Because whatever we need, it comes. It comes. We have seen in our stay, in our life as a devotee, like, you know, some of us are devotees here for 10 years, some of us are devotees for 30 years. They are seeing that you just serve Krishna and Krishna manages everything. What time, to whom, what they need, everything will happen in life. So, because we don't have that, we are not advanced people, so we are worried about, if I don't have a job, how can I survive like that? So the point is, Krishna has created four jobs. One is the first-class job. Let's say we divide human society into four classes. First-class person, second-class person, third-class person, fourth-class person. But unfortunately, all the people in the world are not even fourth class. Prabhupada said fifth class, tenth class, that means hopeless people. Because they don't have any idea about what to do in life. At least a Sudra, he knows that I have to fear for God and I have to be under the care and guidance of somebody. I mean, somebody means Brahmins. That's a Sudra. A Sudra understands that I should not be independent. I should be serving people who are enlightened people. And then slowly he will also develop in life. This Narada Muni, who is a very Uttam Bhagavat, the first class devotee, in his previous life, Narada Muni was the son of a maid servant, very ordinary family, ignorant, he doesn't know. So who becomes a street sweeper, who becomes a laborer, people who don't have many pious credits, hand to mouth work, menial work, and you maintain your life. People who have some pious credits, they have some arrangement, they live a decent life. But majority of the people in any society, the labor class is always more. So anyway, the point is, this Narada Muni, we should not use the word Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is a very great person. In his previous life, so he is Mr. X. This Mr. X is like a nobody, the servant of a worker. He is son of a maid servant. Somehow, saintly people came to that city and they were busy with their bhajans and worship and activities, their cooking. they needed some help, somebody to wash the dishes, you know, wash the utensils and all that. So this lady agreed to do that job, to do that. And so whenever she was coming, she was bringing this Mr. X along with her, no, because he was smart. And this Mr. X, he was watching all these, you know, bhajan was going on, he will sit and watch. And then because, you know, all children are innocent and sweet, the saintly people, after they take their prasadam and all that, they give the child also. He is sitting and watching all that, you also eat, they give. And this guy, Mr. X, by listening to bhajans and eating prasadam, he also became attracted to Krishna. He wanted to say Hare Krishna. In the beginning, he was only like a, what is called? He was only a bystander, standing and watching. But now, after taking prasadam and hearing this nice bhajans, he also Hare Krishna. He wanted to say. And 4 months, the saints, they stayed in that village. And then they moved on. And this Mr. X, because he liked the whole thing, although the saintly people left, he wanted to daily do what they did. They were doing it. And then he became a yogi. He was attracted. He was not interested in marriage. He was not interested in money. He was not interested in name, prestige in the society. He said, this is very peaceful. I can be happy for myself by taking a little food offered to Krishna, and by reading and chanting and worshipping. He felt good. And then he continued his sadhana like that. And then he had darshan. Then the Lord told that in your next birth, you will be my associate. In this lifetime, you continue to do these devotional activities. In the next life, where he is free from all desires. So the first-class person is a Brahmin. Brahmins are not, say, sometimes people think the sadhus are good for nothing. They don't work, they don't have a job, they don't do any service in the society. No, we don't do the way they expect us to do, or we don't do the things they do. That is true. But if you watch the devotees, you come and stay here for 2-3 days, then you see that the devotees are very busy. Devotees are very active people. From morning 3 o'clock to night 10:30, they keep doing something or the other, something or the other. They are educating themselves. They are together. They are doing many activities to run an institution. You run your small house, but devotees are running an institution, like willing to meet anybody, and willing to hold programs, festivals, and go out actively to preach to the best of their energies they want to do. So devotees are not lazy people. Devotees are very active people, but they are not active like monkeys. Monkeys are also active, but good for nothing, you know, jumping up and down and tearing this, biting this. This is also working, but doesn't have any purpose. That's why we call it monkey business, koti chastalu, you see. So monkey is active, but no constructive activity. So similarly, the whole world, their business is to know God, serve Him, and go back to Him. That is the business. But nobody is saying that. So you have to say that this is all monkey business. People are active. But in the end, the results are zero, or at least negative. Otherwise, negative. Zero means whatever they achieve, attain in life, they have to leave and go. Their family will be behind, their properties will be behind. Their body will also stay behind and they have to go. Then you have to accept that all monkey business they did, because nothing that goes with them. no Krishna's service. So the point is, devotees, they know whom to serve, how to serve, and how to serve the society, they know. But people don't understand the devotees, so they misunderstand. The devotees don't contribute anything to the society, this and that. But devotees don't care. Why should I care for a foolish man's ideology? We have a great Bhagavad Gita here. Wow. However, Bhagavad Gita teaches us, we follow that. I am not here to follow a headless fellow or a whimsical fellow or a useless fellow. We follow the great teachers like Ramanuja, Madhva, and we follow great scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Let the world out of their ignorance, they think anything about us. Why should you bother? So this is a strong first-class person, a Brahmin. And the second-class person is a Kshatriya. Kshatriya means he believes in Dharma, but he cannot directly get into all this, but he wants, he has a sympathy, and he believes in that, so he wants to help. That is Kshatriya. And there is Vaishya. He has money at his disposal. He has some family members. So that means he has, like we told you, there are people who want their own desires and also God. They come under this Kshatriya and Vaishya category. They want some power, they want some recognition, they all that. Plus, they also want God. So they come under the second category. And the third man, Vaishya, he wants to control money and he wants to enjoy his life a little bit and also want to serve God. So third class. And the fourth class people, they don't know how to do anything or everything, but they want their desires to be fulfilled. So they want to work. That is called sudra or labor. They just work and they get something and they enjoy their life. But because they are serving the superiors, slowly their consciousness, just like this Mr. X happened to, he was a maid servant and she was serving. No intelligence, no interest in philosophy and no understanding about God, just washing pots. But because she was washing pots of the first class people, the saintly people, slowly by their expertise, their consciousness is affected. And from fourth class, they all the way, they also develop the desire to love and serve God. You know? So people who don't have the desire to know, serve and love God, they come under this, you know, beyond fourth class, fifth class, tenth class. Nowadays people are sinful people, eating meat, watching movies and cheating, and they are proud and they are offensive. They don't know how to respect the saintly people. That way they ditch their life. They are spoiling their life. When you don't know how to behave properly, the saintly people, Krishna will be very displeased because they are here to help. And you see them as beggars or you see them as useless. They don't lose anything because they are protected by Krishna. But because of offensive nature, you will fall down further from where you are in life. Anyway, the point is, we are all children of God, not meant to suffer from disease, old age and death and struggle. We can go back if you like, but here it is said, ignorance is covering the real knowledge. So when you go to a saintly person, he will impart you the real knowledge, and then you also want to be reinstated in your real nature. I am Atma, I am servant of Krishna, so let me practice Krishna consciousness and then become liberated and go back. Because however many times you may come into this world, it's going to be the same thing. Your parents have done, your grandparents done, and you are doing it, same thing. Educate yourself, find a job, get married, produce some children, get old, and then suffer and go. That's what your parents did, your grandparents did, and you are also preparing for that. So, because you are not enlightened, your real knowledge is covered by your ignorance. So Krishna is saying that we should somehow, in human life, we should come back to our constitutional position. We are suffering because we have become separated from Krishna. So again, get connected with Krishna, don't forget him, and here you will be peaceful and satisfied. And once you leave this world, no more coming back, because you know where to go back. Now, you ask anybody, after death, where will you go? Strange question they will say, I never thought about that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.